I guess what I see is a remarkable success story. I first went to Somaliland in 1992. I think that was my first visit to Hargeisa. And at the time, that was a city in rubbles. Something like 70% of all buildings had been destroyed in 10 years of war leading up to that point. Today, if you go to Hargeisa, it's been entirely reconstructed and expanded way beyond its original limits. Population of over 400,000, vibrant economy, an exciting place to visit, secure for most people. So this has been a remarkable achievement by people in Somaliland because it's largely been through their own efforts that this has been achieved.
Now, in an earlier interview, you said of Somaliland, it is something of a research laboratory. Would you explain?
I think there's a lot of things about Somaliland that are very interesting and have a lot to say to academics, development practitioners on how a country recovers from war and how it reconstructs itself after war. And I think, you know, the case of Somaliland, particularly in the Horn of Africa region and in contrast to Somalia, has a lot to say about these issues.
Now, when you look at Somaliland and then you look at countries not too far away, Somalia, for instance, what's happening in North Africa, the Middle East, why is Somaliland managing to have a peaceful existence?
Well, I think really to understand that, one needs to go back to the origins of Somaliland. And the peace and the stability that Somaliland has today is largely being built on the basis of a process of peace and reconciliation that happened in the early 90s. It's a peace and reconciliation between the clans of Somaliland. This is very much an indigenous process, locally designed, locally managed, locally financed, with very little international involvement. And that reconciliation process in the early 90s set Somaliland on a path of recovery and a trajectory that's been very different to Somalia. And the peace and stability that one sees today and the democratic system, political system that one sees today, very much is built on those processes of peace and reconciliation in the early 90s.
Now, you've said that Somaliland today has many of the attributes of a sovereign state with its constitution, its political parties, publicly elected government, and so forth. Do you believe it should become an official sovereign state in the eyes of the world?
Well, I don't think it's for me to say that, and it would, you know, it would make no difference whether I said that or not. It's the international community that recognizes states. Clearly, the majority of the people in Somaliland, their ambition and their desire is to be recognized as an independent state. And depending on how one defines a state and how one judges success, then I think they deserve for their aspirations to be taken very seriously.
Now, if Somaliland is recognized, for example, by the United Nations as a sovereign state, what would that mean?
Well, for people in Somaliland, I think it would open up opportunities that haven't been there up until now. I mean, it would enable them to engage as a state with other states. It would open the door for new forms of assistance. It would allow for foreign investment in Somaliland. It would also come with its challenges. Clearly, there are parts of Somaliland and people in parts of Somaliland who don't support the idea of independence, so there would be a need to negotiate a relationship with people in those areas. Potentially, the peace and security that Somaliland has could be threatened by Somalis in other parts of the region. So it would bring a lot of benefits, but it would clearly also bring a lot of challenges.